Thank you, choir. You're setting the stage for the rest of our time together. We're going to be doing a lot of singing and praising God through our songs. It's been said that the person who sings once prays twice. In that case, we're going to be doing a lot of praying today. We will be celebrating our faith as it comes to us through the words and the music of gospel singing. Gospel hymns, by definition, declare the good news of salvation in Jesus Christ and are often very spirited tunes, so you're allowed to clap and move around and dance. This type of song came to us roughly 100 years ago and often were camp meeting songs. Our first hymn, Amazing Grace, was written by former slave trader John Newton and describes his personal experience of salvation. After surviving a storm at sea where the boat he was in nearly capsized, God changed him from a man who was an advocate for the slave trade to a man actively working towards abolishing it. In later years, Newton began to lose his memory, and although his thoughts were limited, Newton said he could remember two things. First, that I am a great sinner, and second, Christ is a great Savior. 1 Chronicles 17, verses 16 and 17 quotes King David as saying, "Who am I, Lord God, and what is my family that you have brought me thus far? As if this were not enough in your sight, my God, you have spoken about the future and the house of your servant. You, Lord God, have looked on me as though I were the most exalted of men." That is an example of God's grace. Those are words that we can say. Let's stand and sing together, Amazing Grace. You may be seated. The name Fanny Crosby is perhaps one of the most well-known writers of gospel songs, and she was a Methodist hymn writer. She was blind at the age of 6 weeks and remained blind until her death at age 95. Like so many of Crosby's hymns, the song "I Am Thine, O Lord" is written in the first person, a personal testimony of her relationship with Christ. It is Christ's blood that cleanses and perfects the relationship we have with him. Hebrews 10:22 is the scripture behind the song. Let us draw near with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. You may remain seated as we sing, I Am Thine, O Lord. A man named Philip P. Bliss grew up in the small town of Penfield, Pennsylvania, which is outside of Dubois. His family was Methodist. His father was a devout Christian, and the family home was filled with prayers and music and laughter. And Philip P. Bliss does not recall a time when he did not love Christ. He became known for his musical talent and faith, was introduced to Dwight L. Moody in Chicago, and began to work with Moody at revival services, often with his wife Lucy by his side. When Philip P. Bliss was 38 years old, he and his wife were traveling by train back to Chicago after spending Christmas in Pennsylvania. They left their two young children at home with his mother. The bridge that the train was crossing collapsed and fell into the river in Ashtabula, Ohio. Mr. Bliss succeeded in extricating himself and crawled to safety through a window. However, in finding his wife pinned under the ironwork of the seats, he returned to the car and bravely remained at her side, trying to extricate her as the flames took their toll. It is said that had Philip P. Bliss lived, his spiritual hymn-writing influence would have surpassed Fanny Crosby, Ira Sankey, and Charles Wesley. Wonderful Words of Life is one of the many hymns that was both written and composed by Philip P. Bliss and was the foundation on which he based his life. Let's stand once more and sing together Wonderful Words of Life.
Wonderful words, wonderful words, wonderful words.
the song, Do Lord, is based on Luke 23:42, where the thief on the cross hanging beside Jesus said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. The thief on the cross was the very first soul saved by the blood of Jesus. Let us agree with countless others in faith-filled gratitude for what Jesus said to him when the thief said, remember me. Jesus said, truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. Do you all like to sing? Sometimes. Well, today the grown-ups are going to teach you a song. You might know it already, but I'm going to ask the grown-ups to help. Now, the words are going to be up on the screen, and you can sing along, but we're going to practice the chorus ourselves first. Okay, do you know the song, Do Lord?
No.
Okay, I'll sing it first. Please, Casey. And then I asked Casey if she would please play, because it'll sound better that way. So we're going to sing it first, and then I'm going to ask the grown-ups to join in, and we'll sing the whole song, okay? So it goes, the words are, Do Lord, O do Lord, O do remember me. Do Lord, O do Lord, O do remember me. Do Lord, O do Lord, O do remember me, way upon the blue. And I'm going to ask Mr. Ed to put the words up on the screen. Okay, you ready? Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Way beyond the blue. Okay, now I couldn't hear you guys very well. So we'll do it again, and I want to hear you guys and not just me, okay? All right, let's try it again. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Way beyond the blue. That was much better. Now, I could hear some of you. I could hear you. Now I'm going to ask the grown-ups to sing, and we're going to start with the first verse, okay? Mr. Ed, there we go. I got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. So everybody's going to sing this one. Okay, Case. Everybody's sounding really good, but you're awfully still. You're acting like the frozen chosen here. We need to loosen up and clap. Paul, I need you to start the clapping because I'm not very rhythmic that way. So we're going to sing it again with the second verse, and we're going to clap too. Okay, second verse. Great. You did great. All right, we're going to have a word of prayer, and then you can go back to your seats or to Sunday school. Lord, thank you that you do remember us, that we can take Jesus as our Savior, and that you promise us a home in glory land. Thank you for a time to sing and to clap and to celebrate who you are and how much you love us. Help us to love you more and more each day, and help us as we continue to worship you with songs and prayers and with words of encouragement to each other. Help us to remember how great is your love towards us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, that was fun. Enjoyed that. Lowell Mason is the composer of music to many of our beloved hymns. He wrote the music for Sarah Adams' song, Nearer My God to Thee, our next song, which is based on Genesis 28, 10 through 22. And the song recounts Jacob's experience of running from the wrath of his brother Esau, who Jacob had cheated out of his birthright. That night, the Bible says, as Jacob slept, his heart was heavy, his sin was upon him, and he longed to find his way back to God. Incidentally, the song Nearer My God to Thee was reportedly whispered by President McKinley on his deathbed and was also reportedly played by the onboard orchestra on the Titanic as the Titanic was sinking. Let's remain seated as we sing together, Nearer My God to Thee. William Bradbury is another composer, and the music he wrote for the next hymn we'll sing today was written about 27 years after the text was published. The hymn, My Hope Is Built, is based on Jesus' parable in Matthew 7, 24 through 27, about building a house on a rock instead of on sand. Many Christians do not understand this parable. The parable means that our whole lives must be built on Jesus' sacrifice of his blood and on Jesus' sacrifice, because everything else will fall away. Let's stand together securely on the rock of Jesus, singing, My Hope Is Built on Nothing Less.
Christ is all and all is there, all other ground.
You may be seated. And I invite us to go before the Lord in an attitude of prayer. Lord, thank you so much for being the solid rock on which we stand. Thank you so much for this wonderful time of worshiping you with our voices lift up in praise and thanksgiving. Thank you for the energy you give us to sing praise to you and for bringing us to this place where we can celebrate your love for us. Thank you for the faith that you give us to stand on the promise of your salvation, no matter what the circumstances of our lives. Thank you that you are with us to love us and guide us and correct us and enable us to trust in your grace and in your mercy. Thank you for your gift of salvation that Jesus gave so freely, but which cost him so dearly. Lord, please forgive us for our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness so that we can truly be free from the grip of the devil. Please hold us tightly in your grasp. Enable us by your Spirit to not only remain true to our commitment to you, but to bear the fruit of your Spirit so that the world can see Jesus in us. We continue, Lord, to pray for friends and loved ones, for our nation and our world, and for Christ followers who serve you in difficult situations. Please provide for their needs. Make yourself known to them in a fresh way. We pray for revival, Lord. Please revive our hearts. Please revive your church so that we can truly be the evidence of your reality in this world. Lord, we look forward to that day when our faith will become sight. Lord Jesus, we pray that you will soon return to set everything right and will reward all the true believers throughout the world for their faith in you. We know that in your time and in your plan, all things will be revealed. By your Spirit at work in our lives, please help us to be able to someday give a wonderful testimony of Jesus living in us. All these things we pray and ask for in Jesus' name. Hear us as we pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us all to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. These next gospel favorites are wonderful examples of the music and faith-filled treasures we have been given to use in our worship of God. The text for Rock of Ages first appeared in a religious magazine in 1776. The words were written after the author found himself in a violent thunderstorm and was outside looking for safety. Out in a field, he found a large rock with a crack in it, which was deep enough for him to hide inside. August Toplady remembered the scripture from Psalm 89:26, which says, O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Other scriptures related to the song are Isaiah 26:4, which says, In the Lord Jehovah is the rock of ages. Exodus 33:22, I will put thee in the cleft of a rock. And 1 Corinthians 10:4 explains that the rock of ages is Christ. You remain seated as we sing together Rock of Ages.
Thank you.
The song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, originated as a poem. It was a poem that was written simply to comfort the author's dying mother. Joseph Scriven never intended for the poem to be used for wider use. Eventually, the text was given to Ira Sankey, the gospel songwriter and music evangelist for Dwight Moody, and has become a wonderful means of comfort for all of us. Let's stand and celebrate the friend we have in Jesus. Seated. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight." The story behind the hymn Trust and Obey comes from a testimony meeting conducted by Dwight Moody, where people stood up and testified of their relationship with Christ. At one point, a young man rose and said, "I'm not quite sure, but I am going to trust, and I am going to obey." The honest testimony of this young man strikes a chord that helps each of us, especially when we are faltering in our faith or not sure to do what to do. Remain seated, please, as we sing together, Trust and Obey.
Oh,
are here today to sing and praise God, to lift our voices in song. And the greatest reason we have to thank God and to lift our voices is because Jesus saves us from our sins. Because Jesus' offering of himself as a sinless sacrifice makes us flawless before God, we can have a song in our hearts. That's why we're privileged as Christ followers to give of our time and our talents and our treasures. As the usher comes forward with our tithes and our offerings, please stand and let's continue to celebrate God.
Praise God, Father, all bless his soul. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Lord, we do praise you, and with voices lifted up in song, with hearts lifted up in gratitude, with hands outstretched to receive your blessings and to give out of the abundance with which you have blessed us. We are so grateful to be here. We are grateful to call you Lord. We are grateful for the generosity that you have given to us. Bless us, Lord, to be blessings, and bless these tithes and offerings for the furtherance of your kingdom. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. A spiritual is a type of religious folk song that's most closely associated with the enslavement of African people in the American South. The songs grew in number in the last few decades of the 18th century, leading up to the abolishment of legalized slavery in the 1860s. The African American spiritual constitutes one of the largest and most significant forms of American folk song. We already sang Do Lord, and now we'll sing some others. The song Tis the Old Ship of Zion is an African American spiritual that is loved by millions of people. The song is a statement that in spite of the racism the slaves experienced, America was now their home. They called the church the Old Ship of Zion. It would take them, not back to Africa, but to heaven to live with the Lord. An African American spiritual called Old Time Religion, with the same tune as Old Ship of Zion, was heard at a tent revival held by Charles Tillman. Tillman had the song leader assist him in writing down the music and the lyrics. It is now seen in nearly every gospel songbook and sung in languages around the world. You've got to stand up for this one and you've got to move. 'Tis the Old Ship of Zion. Let's sing together. Wonderful. You may be seated. The next spiritual hymn is called Jacob's Ladder, and it also was based on Genesis 28:10 through 22. Some academics believe the song emerged as early as 1750 and was composed by American slaves taken from the area now known as Liberia. The spiritual utilizes the image of Jacob's ladder and equates the climbers with the body of Christ, the church. The striving nature of this climb toward God is depicted as a series of tests on the way to freedom in heaven. The song became one of the first African American spirituals to become popular among white Christians. Let's remain seated and sing together, "We Are Climbing Jacob's Ladder." I invite you to listen to God's word as it comes to us from the book of Revelation, chapter 21. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. I did not see a temple in the city, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of the Lord gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. On no day will its gates ever be shut, for there will be no night there. Nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those names who are written in the Lamb's book of life." This is the word of God for the people of God. Amen. Thanks be to God. As we conclude our time together, we have been inspired by the faith and musical legacy of many God-fearing and Christ-loving men and women. We will close with two more familiar songs that are very important to our faith. The first one is "Just a Closer Walk with Thee." This is a traditional gospel song and a jazz standard that is perhaps the most frequently played number in New Orleans jazz funerals. The title and lyrics of the song allude to the biblical passage from 2 Corinthians 5:7, which states, "We walk by faith, not by sight." And also James 4:8, which says, "Come near to God, and he will come near to you." The precise author of "A Closer Walk" is unknown. It's strongly suggested that the song dates back to Southern African American churches of the 19th century, possibly even prior to the Civil War. It is also said that on a train trip from Kansas City to Chicago, composer Kenneth Morris heard one of the station porters singing a song. He wrote down the words and music and published the song, "Just a Closer Walk with Thee." That year was 1940, and he added a few lyrics of his own. "Just a Closer Walk with Thee." Our last hymn, When the Roll is Called Up Yonder, was first published in 1893. It was written by a man named James Milton Black, who was a Sunday school teacher. It draws its inspiration from the book of life in the Bible and from the absence of a child in his Sunday school class one Sunday when attendance was taken. Black had visited this absent child only to discover that she was suffering from pneumonia. After calling the doctor to attend to her, James Milton Black went home with a downcast face and a heavy heart. This was before the availability of antibiotics, and he knew that the chances of her survival were slim. With this in mind, Black searched for a song that talked about a heavenly call, but found none. It was then that he felt impressed to write one himself. It is called When the Roll is Called Up Yonder. A few days later, Black sang this song at the funeral of the little girl and shared with the people the circumstances that led him to compose the song. The scripture from 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 to 17 says, "The Lord himself shall come down from heaven with a loud command and with the voice of the archangel and the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air." This hymn reminds us of the importance of accepting Jesus' offer of salvation and of his writing our names in the Lamb's Book of Life. Let's stand and sing together, When the Roll is Called Up Yonder.
Life is over.